This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016. Youth said to be members of President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party and those belonging to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First have clashed in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province ahead of the Zim-PF rally scheduled for Saturday. The skirmishes that started at Shackleton suburb have now spread to the town's central business district. Politically motivated human rights violations in Mashingo province have surged by 61%, a local rights group has claimed. In its latest regional survey, Community Tolerance, Reconciliation and Development Trust said about 321 cases of human rights violations were recorded in the first quarter of this year compared to 201 at the same period last year. Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign is seeking police permission to stage a peaceful protest march tomorrow on the proposed introduction of bond notes in Zimbabwe. We will give you an update on clashes between President Robert Mugabe and war veterans. And the Mighty Warriors hope for a win against hard-hitting Germany in their first match at the Olympic Games in Brazil. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of The Connection, Tunga Milinkomo and myself, will be talking with listeners about the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders, which is currently taking place here in Washington, D.C. The fellows, including about 60 Zimbabweans, are expected to meet with President Barack Obama tomorrow. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.